Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so let's discuss now, some simple steps that you can apply when wanting to replace hormones so that you can do it in a safe and effective manner. And I do have some suggestions right off the get-go. The very first thing that we need to do is we need to use bioidentical hormones. And I want to make sure everybody understands what I mean by bioidentical hormones. Okay. When you take a blood test and you look for hormones, the lab is literally looking for things like testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. And those chemicals are identified by their unique chemical structure. And they are chemicals. We can, you know, chemical is not a bad word. Those hormones have a unique structure that every human, we all share it, right? We all have the same structure of testosterone, the same structured estrogen and progesterone. It's all the same. Well, when you replace hormones, that's what you want to take. You want to take a hormone that looks identical to what you would find on your own blood test. You know, if you, and here's another way to explain it. If you were to take some testosterone from your blood and then compare it to some testosterone in the vial that you're about to take, a lab technician couldn't tell the difference. All that lab technician could say is that that is testosterone. That's what we mean by bioidentical. So that's the first thing we want to do. We also then want to use individualized doses. Remember, one of the reasons we have the issue with the synthetic hormones is, well, number one, they're not bioidentical, so your body doesn't know what to do with them. They're foreign in a sense. Number two, the doses that they come in are fixed. Well, we're different people. We have different imbalances. If you do a blood test of hormones, you know, my testosterone might be a little higher than somebody else. Maybe I need a little bit less, a little bit more, you know, what have you. So we need to use bioidentical hormones, and we need to individualize those doses, which means before you take any hormones, you need to have blood testing, which is really important. The other thing that I like to do is I like to think of hormone restoration as a comprehensive approach. I don't want to just throw one hormone at somebody, even if they need it. Let's say you need some estrogen. If you're a woman and your estrogen levels are dropping and you're symptomatic, maybe hot flashes, and I throw some bioidentical estrogen at you at a right dose based on your blood testing, but that's the only hormone I give you, we could have issues because I'm flooding your system with more estrogen. Well, that estrogen becomes metabolized into different compounds, and you can create imbalances because all of these hormones are balanced together. Testosterone and estrogens are balanced. Estrogens and progesterone are balanced together. So if I'm giving you just estrogen, I could actually create imbalances. So it's best to look at the blood results and develop a formula for that individual person where they're getting a little bit of each in just the right amount, and that way you can restore hormones and maintain youthful balance. So bioidentical hormones, use individualized doses, and we want to use all of the hormones to maintain balance. Now, I do think hormone replacement in women should begin as soon as hormone levels begin to diminish. And I mean that. That means, I think, you're talking about women maybe in their late 20s, early 30s that might want to consider getting blood tested and looking at their hormone levels and whether they need to be replacing some of those hormones. That seems early to a lot of people, right? When we first started using hormones, we were reserving them for women who were in the perimenopausal and menopausal period in your, you know, 40s and 50s. So we're talking about changing that a lot. We're taking that age group and shifting it down a decade or so. Why? Because here's what we've noticed. Age management doctors who use bioidentical hormones have come to a conclusion. If you correct deficiencies in hormones and you correct imbalances using bioidentical hormones, using individualized doses, using a polyhormone approach, many hormone approach, right? If you do that early, it it makes it easier for people later in life, especially women. If you wait until a woman is going through menopause and she's developed an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone, it's not that you can't correct that, but it's often more difficult and it's often hard to find that right balance once you have it. But if you catch it early, things seem to be a little bit easier for people. So I do think we need to start using this earlier. And that goes for men as well. I think, I can give you my personal story. When I was in my late 30s, that's when I started looking at my hormones. Okay. And I started replacing it with DHEA. That was the first one. And now I'm going to move on to testosterone as I follow my hormones. I started pretty early overall. Well, I want to discuss this a little bit further, and I have a wonderful guest here, and I got to tell you, there's no one better to discuss this than Suzanne Summers. She's written so many books on this, and her most recent one is I'm Too Young for This. Suzanne, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hello, Dr. Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you are crazy busy right now.
Well,
I've seen you everywhere.
Being of the superwoman status, I'm just cooking dinner for 19 for a dinner party tonight. But actually, one of the things I love about aging is what might have stressed me when I was young doesn't. And I think primarily because I am so perfectly hormonally balanced that the angst of daily living just doesn't seem to get me. I kind of float through with
that's
that
nice.
Wonderful perspective where you go, oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, and I'm a witness to that. You know, I've been on your show before. You've been on my shows before, and,
uh-huh.
and I can witness to everybody that you have such an energy, but you're also calm. You're a pleasure to work with. Let me ask you something though. When do you think most men and women, when do they need to start looking at their hormones and thinking about restoring them?
So much earlier than they think.
Is there a set age?
Yes.
Yeah.
So much earlier than they think. My new book is called "I'm Too Young for This" for exactly that reason. Every 35 to 50 year old who comes to me suspecting, I know they're saying it because they suspect something's wrong, and they'll say, I don't know what it is, I just can't sleep. And I go, it's probably your hormones. No, I'm too young for this.
Right.
Or they'll say, I don't know why I'm so bloated all the time. It's just most likely your hormones. No, I'm too young for this. I don't know why I'm so hot and then I'm cold. Yeah, it's probably your thyroid. No, I'm too young to have hormonal problems. So we're in denial, and I don't know why, because the environment and stress, as you know, have accelerated aging, so people are losing their hormones earlier than ever before, and the sooner you start replacing, as in filling the tank to your individual needs, the sooner you'll achieve balance, and you won't have to go through all the highs and lows and the swings and the mood swings and the
right.
self-hate and all the things that hormonal imbalance creates. I wish I had known during the 3 years where before I got into all this, I call it 3 years of suffering, and yes, you know, suffering is relative, but when you can't sleep every night for 3 years, every night, you go to bed with anxiety, and I hear a lot of women talk about the anxiety of bedtime, because the anxiety is, oh, I hope I sleep tonight, oh my gosh, I hope I sleep tonight, and you get into bed, and you're so dog tired, and then the same thing happens, you fall asleep immediately, and then you wake up 30 minutes later, soaking wet, you're up for 3 hours, then you fall asleep again, and this pattern repeats over and over, and days, weeks,
right.
months, years of this creates health problems, mood problems, you don't look as good, your hair doesn't look good, your nails aren't good, you gain weight, you don't know why, and I when I lecture to women, I say, why fight this?
Right. You know, Suzanne, let's hold it there. When we come back, let's pick up with that story, go into a little bit more about how we should be taking hormones, and then I want to talk just about your secrets for staying young. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.